The mining proposal that passed the Joint Finance Committee includes a contested case hearing for mines, one of the bottom line demands of Republican Senate holdout Dale Schultz. But the Finance Committee's version would hold the contested case hearing after a permit is already approved. Schultz said that was backwards and shifted the burden of proof in favor of a mining company and against who he called the little guy.
By doing it beforehand, you provide an opportunity for people to challenge the decision-making that has already occurred, and you can actually improve a mining permit with the addition of new ideas. So I would say that the compromise that they just offered is no compromise at all. In fact, it makes a bad idea worse.
Schultz said the Budget Committee's version of this plan still included several troubling changes to environmental law, including an option that lets the Department of Natural Resources relax its groundwater monitoring around a mine. While Schultz was blaming Republican Budget Committee co-chair Robin Voss for undermining negotiations, Voss was hinting that it was Schultz who was being unreasonable.
We have gone through a negotiating process. We have listened. And I think that if people want to continue to say that they are for mining, then they have to actually be willing to work with the other side to find common ground, not just say it's my way or the highway.
Voss said he wanted the Senate to take a vote on the bill so the public knew where everyone stood on it, though at this point, Schultz's opposition there would be enough to kill it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.